Sukkastav Shainain Hei. So on the Minchas Chinuch Shaila, the Minchas Simun Shim Chofei quotes Tosis Kashid of Tes, Mudalef in Sukkah, that he asks why there is a posuk of Lechole Matas Agzula, why isn't Mitzvah Baba Vera? So the Minchas Chinuch says that there are two kinds of mitzvahs. There is one mitzvah, which is a mitzvah that you have to do like tefillin, mezuzah, every mitzvah that you have to do lulav. And if you have a kind of mitzvah, if you're not a kind of mitzvah, you have a battle of the mitzvah. But then there is a second kind of mitzvah. Then let's see mitzvah tzitzis. Mitzvah tzitzis, you're not mechuyev to wear barba kanfes. But if you wear barba kanfes, you need to have tzitzis. It's like a mitzvah shlilis, whatever you call. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So he says like this. Now, kibin the mitzvah babavera. Mitzvah babavera, the minchas chinuch ha-svora is in Shim Chofei. The mitzvah babavera doesn't passel the chavza shel mitzvah, doesn't even passel the ma'isa mitzvah. What it does, he cannot use it as a kiyum mitzvah. Like he says, like the Lashon Aran, ein kategu nase sanego. A kategu can be a sego. So a mitzvah cannot be, you cannot use a mitzvah, to an avera to fulfill a mitzvah. If you have a chiyuv or mitzvah, you cannot use an avera to fulfill the chiyuv or mitzvah. So b'meila, that's the idea. The idea is that you can use the kiyum mitzvah. So that's nafkimina. If you have a chiyuv, you have to do, and you have to pay your chiyuv, you cannot use an avera because an avera cannot be used to perform a mitzvah. You can't use to be mekayim a mitzvah. Masha'inke by arba kanfes, it's not the pshat that you have to do the mitzvah. You don't have to do the mitzvah. If you wear arba kanfes, you have to have tzitzis. But you don't need a kiyum mitzvah. You just cannot wear arba kanfes without tzitzis. So there, if you have a mitzvah of avera, that means a mitzvah you have. So you do have that you're not wearing arba kanfes without tzitzis. You can't be mekayim and get this to pater your chiyuv tzitzis. But you don't have a chiyuv tzitzis. The idea is you can't wear something without tzitzis. And this is not something without tzitzis. So there, what is the chiyuv of matzah, of sukkah? Of sukkah, the halacha is, state in what you call the Torah, that the Gemara says, right? We learn that shteishu kintaduru, that iboyochi, liboy loyochi, lipaska, that you don't have to, nalak rebelez, you don't have to have arbe sisidus besukkah. If you want to eat, you eat. If you don't, you don't. It's optional. So the chiskhoz pshat is optional. How can you have a mitzvah that's optional? So there must be, the pshat is that there is no mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. The mitzvah is, if you eat in the sukkah. So this is a mitzvah like arba kanfes, that if you are mechev, so therefore mitzvah baba vera, in this case, will be no problem. Because you're right, the first night you can't be yoitze because you cannot be fulfill a chiyuv with an avera, because there's no kiyum mitzvah. But to be a ma'isa mitzvah enough, that doesn't mean that you're eating outside, that's enough. So that's why you need a posuk. And on that, everybody argues, many people say that perhaps mitzvah baba vera is a chisod in the ma'isa mitzvah, or like Rav Shach says, perhaps lecha lemaita sagzula is also chiyuv the kiyum mitzvah. Also doesn't pass the ma'isa mitzvah. So according to Minchas Chinuch, mechata isu the zachiluk. Or perhaps it's not the mitzvah. But there is a Rabbi Yosef Engel Das von der Reise who says a givaldik zach. He says the fact that we make a brocha every time on the ma'isa mitzvah is mashva that you make a ma'isa mitzvah. So the pshat is that there is a mitzvah to eat. So it's not so there. It's not the pshat is. What's the pshat? Iboy yochil, iboy lo yochil. Iboy yochil, iboy lo yochil means that the mitzvah that you mechuyev is teishvu basukas. Teishvu means kintaduru. That chiyev you mechuyev in the first day of sukkah, and you mechuyev for 7 days. The pshat is you have to live in the sukkah. Living in the sukkah means that if you eat something small, you're still living in the sukkah by eating outside, the same way you live in your house. You live in your house. It's a status. You live in your house. Doesn't mean that you do everything in your house. It means that the things that need a kviyus, you go back to your house. Something doesn't need a kviyus, don't need your house. But that's called living in your house. So the chiyuv is teishu kintadur, you mechuyev to live in the sukkah. So the pshat is that you have a chiyuv, and that chiyuv is a chiyuv tmidi. And therefore, in the chiyuv tmidi, it starts at the beginning of the day. And that you become every minute of the day. Iboy yochil, iboy lo yochil is only a svora to tell you that you don't have to eat. It's still considered living in the sukkah. But that pshat, there's no chiyuv. So mimela zikr, there is a chiyuv, and that's why you need a post. That's why Tosfos says a different terutz of mitzvah bavera. But that is the tzuras hamitzvah. And that's what the Rashba says. That's why you make a brocha in Pesach. You only make a brocha on the first, because it's matzah. You don't make a brocha afterwards, because there's no chiyuv. The chiyuv is only once. Here, the chiyuv is for 7 days. Ah, so why don't we say that you make one brocha And that's it, because you're mechuyev of the mitzvah, because the bracha is not on the chiyuv mitzvah, it's not on the kiyum mitzvah either. The bracha is on the ma'aseh mitzvah. So you're right, you're mechuyev to live in the sukkah, but the ma'aseh mitzvah in practical sense is only when you sit in the sukkah. That's why you make a bracha. But the chiyuv is a chiyuv tmidi, like Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, you make only a bracha because there is no hesach hadas, or because it's not a bikas mitzvah because of the heft of Torah, or because you think constantly, so there's no really ma'aseh mitzvah, so therefore you make only a bracha. But by besukah, there's a ma'aseh mitzvah, you do it. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah on tmidis. That's chal, and that's chal all the time. And therefore, that's not doime to tzitzis. Now, the first night is a different mitzvah. The first night, run tezvov. The Yerushalmi in Perek Beis Alocha, Vov, for no mistake, or Vov Zayin, goes and says, run tezvov, the Yerushalmi Kezayis. But that Chiyuv Kezayis is a very different Chiyuv Kezayis. Let me just show you the Loshon HaRambam. The Loshon HaRambam in Perek Beis Alocha Zayin, in Perek Vov, I'm sorry, Alocha Zayin says, Achila Beleile Yom Tov Arishon Shel Besuka Choyva. Afilu ochal kezayis pas yodeich vasoi. You need a kezayis pas. Yosei deich vasoi. Mikan ve'ilach reshus. Zog de gro is the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says the goin. The Yerushalmi is in. Yes, sof perek beis. Right? So the Yerushalmi in sof perek beis of Sukkah says that tezvov, and the Yerushalmi is Asharim alehlanat shioichel kezayis dogan, like by Pesach, and so the Rambam paskins that the same idea. So in other words, the Rambam paskins is only kezayis, even though every night the chiyuv do it, the chiyuv dira is only kabeya. On the night is only a chiyuv, is a chiyuv even a kezayis. So the Beis Yosef explains in the Torah, the reason is because it's exactly a chiyuv like matzah. The same way like matzah is kezayis. That's why the Yerushalmi goes afterwards and says, the same way that by Pesach, there's a locha, the lo yoichal erev Pesach, achrich efter chatzois, kidei she yoichal la Pesach keshu ta'ev, the same way there's aloha by Sukkot also. Even though by Sukkot, there's no aloha that you don't sleep in the Sukkot, that you should be tired to sleep in the Sukkot. There's no such thing. But the pshat is, what we learn from there, and that's what the Goyen's mashma also, that we learn from Pesach, the chiyuv is a chiyuv achila. And that's a separate chiyuv, tezvov. That's a chiyuv achila. And the chiyuv achila is kezayis. Therefore, since we learn from tezvov, the chiyuv is not a chiyuv to live in the sukkah. That chiyuv to live in the sukkah is throughout. The chiyuv is the chiyuv achila. And therefore, the chiyuv is kezayis. And therefore, the chiyuv is pas. And that's what the gross says. And that's why you need kezayis pas lechumra. You can't eat pas ababikistin. You can't eat anything else. It has to be a kezayis pas. Because we learn tezvov, ala tzada ze. That's how we are machmir. That has to be a kezayis pass on that night because learn tezvov, and that's a separate chiyuv. So it comes out of the Kodesh Rambam. There is a chiyuv dira, so it was vengel. That chiyuv is throughout. Only happens to be that that's how you leave. You only need tovar kavua. But in the first night we learn tezvov that there is a chiyuv a chil of kezayis in the sukkah. Now, according to this, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah says the following. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So says the Mishnah Berurah. One second. Take it. So says the Mishnah Berurah. In Siman Taf Reish Lametes, Seif Koten Chav Dalet, Nistapak Delfim Hashedu Adas Agro Shemitzva Lechol Matzah Kol Shiva Sevi Pesach Kipashti Nekro Shiva Seom Mitochol Matzahs. Ela de mitzvah says it's only by erev, she'in ken achar korach mitzvah be'alma. So it is kochit asagrot. That on Pesach there's a chiyuv on the first night, and everything else is a reshus. But reshus doesn't mean that there's a reshus. There's a mitzvah kiyum mizram. The shita asagrot is. Efshe du adin och a mitzvah lekatchila lechol pas kol shiva sayom imo levorach leshiva sukkah. It could be that there's a mitzvah every day to eat also a pas, like by matzah. So that's what he was topic. Now the question is on second. According to Yosef Engel, there is a chiyuv. Is a chiyuv calling me a person, calling me a chag. On the pshat is a chiyuv to live in. You have to act like you live in your house. So the pshat is a chiyuv to eat and to make a lishav sukkah. Al Korchad Mishavurot, his learning is that we learned the two chiyuvim, the chiyuv teishvu kein taduru, that's a chiyuv tmidi, and that you have to leave, but you do whatever you do in your house. So if you don't eat achilas kva, it's called leaving your house, even if you don't eat achilas kva, you eat outside, because you live in your house, even though you're eating a drinking water on the street. It's still called that you're living in your house. So the chiyuv living in your house, you have in your mekayim, whatever the gedorim are, in the beginning of Simat Afresh Lebetes, which says, Beferish oichlim, v'stoysim, v'dorim, chutrakuch, v'oyses sikoserav, v'doshan shchanoruch. It's very clear in the beginning of Taf. Reish Lebetes. And that's the chiyuv teishu kintaduru. And the chiyuv is keitzah mitzvah shiva sukkah she oichel v'shoyse v'yoshe v'tal v'dar basukkah kol shiva sayomim b'im b'yom v'im b'layla k'derech shudar v'beis v'shari amoyis ha'shona. So that's a chiyuv. A chiyuv is, in English, there is a chiyuv dira, and you do whatever you do in your house. There is a second chiyuv, which is a chiyuv achila, which is kezais, doesn't have to be kabeya, has to be dafka dogan and dafka pas. Cannot be possible. Kissing, cannot be sleeping, cannot be anything else. Even sleeping is more chomer than eating. But you learn. So on that, the Mishnah Berurah says that maybe the Gzera Tezvov is exactly like Pesach, and that Chiyuv is that there is a Chiyuv to eat Pas every day. It's no Chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis. But that's mitzvah the Chiyuv. And therefore, the Chiyuv will be how much? Kezais only. The truth is, if you look at Loshan Rambam, and Rabbi Tzchok Zotskin Takis Bedai from Loshan Rambam, Zog the Rambam, Meshiara Yomim. Why does he have to add Kedin Achilas Matzah BePesach? It's to tell you that the Chiyuv is the same way there. Maybe there's a Mitzvah Kiyumis, here there's a Mitzvah Kiyumis also. So it comes out that the Mitzvah Kiyumis, that the Ram says, you don't have to eat Kabeya, even though the Chiyuv Sukkah is always Kabeya, but to be Yoitzeh the Shita Sagroi, you should only have to eat Kezais, like my Matzah. So in other words, if you want to be Machmir, to make a Moitzi, now why does the, but the Pele is, why should you make a Brocha Leshava Sukkah? But could be that since you're doing it mitzvah, the Mitzvah, Achilas Pas, becomes a Kviyus, and that's why you make Leshava Sukkah. But it's clearly that if you learn legabi the chiyuv dira you're chayef, that's seifal. If you're chayef, and it's a chiyuvis. All the pshat is you did like you did in the house, so you don't have to eat in the house, because if in the house you don't eat, so then you are becoming the mitzvah. The chiyuv is exactly to live in the sukkah like you have, as you make it your house, which means that if you don't eat achilas kvah, you don't have to eat there. Mitzad the chiyuv tezvov, perhaps on that, says the Mishavura, perhaps we learn the gabi also the mitzvah kiyumis, so therefore you have to eat a kezais, but you don't have to eat a kabeya, because you learn mamash kezais. The only thing is, the chiyuv Mishavura is that you make a brocha, because it become a kviyus. And the question is, maybe mitzad the brocha you have to eat kabeya, but the chiyuv is on kezais. Be as it may, the chiyuv is a chiyuv tmidi shiva sayomim to live in the sukkah. The question is, how are you mekayim? If you, let's say, are not, and you are not coming to the sukkah because you're living outside, you're eating kloyes, you did like you're living in your house, but you are away most of the day. How are you mekayim the mitzvah? How can you be mekayim a mitzvah if you're not actually doing a ma'isa mitzvah? If there is a chiyuv of living in the sukkah and you're mekayim by living in the sukkah, what does that mean, living in the sukkah, if you're outside the sukkah? Question number one. Question number two, we have the ushpizin. It's interesting, the Zohar says that on sukkahs we have the ushpizin coming. What's the idea of having the ushpizin? Why are you having the ushpizin? What does that mean? And also interesting that we have Klal Yisrael, which even though the mitzvah sukkah is a mitzvah which is all-inclusive, kol ezech b'sol ishu b'sukkahs, sukkahs is a very interesting mitzvah, the ushpizin, that the ushpizin go until the fourth night. And the fourth night, they split, because some people have Yosef, which means they follow the chronological order, that's Minhag of Ashkenaz, and some people have the Minhag Ari, the Minhag Kesfardim, that no, that the fourth night is Moshe, the fifth night is Aaron, and the sixth night is Yosef. So Klal Yisrael splits by Yosef. And it's interestingly enough, Yosef was responsible for splitting Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, right? There was the splitting of the Klal Yisrael in the time of Yaakov Avinu. That was the split through Yosef. That split again was in Malchus Yisrael. And now in the Sukkah, every year, we can't have one thing. Why is that? Why Davka by Yosef? And interestingly enough, this is through the sixth night. So the fourth, fifth, and sixth night, there is a very big pilug in Klal Yisrael. Some people have Yosef, Moshe, and Aaron. Some people have Moshe, Aaron, and Yosef. But on the Shvi, everybody's together again. Why Dafka by Yosef? Why is this? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu create in such a way that Yosef is out of order? Why did it have to be this way? But I think it's extremely important. If we know what it says in the Bris Menucha, it says the Bris Menucha, and I'm sorry, not Bris Menucha, the Torah Samincha of Rabbi Yehuda Skili, which is the Talmud of the Rashba. He says on the Gemara Navid Zohar that Sukkah is mitzvah kala shein b'chesoin kis. So there because it's meramis to midas amalchus. And midas amalchus is called mitzvah kala. And the Borish already quotes, so it's mitzvah kala. The Zohar says, roichev al av kal. And av kal is, in Pinus, av kal is anone hakovet. And av kal is something called Malchus. And the reason why it's called Malchus is very simple. Because Kuf Lamed is keneged the five Gvuris, which is five Gvuris five times. Chovov is Kuf Lamed, and the Hei Achroin is Malchus. So that's why it's called Mitzvah Kala. And that's why, because it's Mitzvah Kala, which is a Midah Achroina, and all the Midas come to her, and since that she's Mekabel all the Midas, it's called Ein Bachisoren Kis, Lo Sechza Kolbo. And the question is, what does that mean, the Sukkah is Midas HaMalchus? Why is Malchus called Mitzvah Kala? To understand what Midas HaMalchus is, it's important to see in Shari Yor and Shari Aleph. What does Midas HaMalchus is? Midas HaMalchus is the concept of Lesla Migar Maklum. Malchus is the Malchus Hashem, that you're Mekabel, that we are the subject, that we are marketed a Kudosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, that is called Das Shloimo, that he was marketed the whole world is nothing but a Moshe LeMoshe. Shlomo Melech is a Moshe LeMoshe. It's called the Chochma Tato, it's called Malchus, that he realized that the whole world is a Moshe to Kudosh Baruch Hu, that we are Kibiyochol nothing of our own existence, but being megalek void shamayim through our existence. We are marked that the real master is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are here to fulfill his will. We are here to be megalek voidoi. We are here to megalek shmui shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we are called the Shem Adnos. State in the Keren, in the Shari Yorah, that Eichal Hashem, the Eichal, the palace of Kvoid Shamayim, the Eichal Kvoidoi is something called Midas HaMalchus, because that is with the house where that thing shines. And Eichal is Begimatria 65, right? Which is Keneged Shem Adnos, right? Because Adnos is the possessive name, that he's your master. Meaning that we are mevatal ourselves to him. That's why Hillel, which is Begimatria 65 also, says in the Gemara in Sukkah, Im ani kana kol kan, and his ani keneged the ani of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, he doesn't have an ani. Because the ultimate Malchus is that you have nothing of your own. That's why Malchus is keneged the Levona, which is keneged David the Melech, who said, what's David the Melech? He's the Melech, he's the most powerful person. But he realizes vanit fila and vanit toilas veloish, that he has nothing of his own. Keneged the Levona, the less lamigar maklum. David the Melech, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that the remez of Kiddush Levona was David the Melech. That David HaMelech is all chai v'kayim, because what's David HaMelech? David HaMelech is the idea that he has nothing of his own. Like the Levona, what does the Levona do? She has no light of her own. She's mekabel the light of the sun, and she reflects it back. She shines the light. That's why we are here. In this world, we are here to be megalek void shamayim through us. That we are as much like Moshe, like Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech is the das, that he was molech bekipa, but he was Vayeshev al kisei Hashem, that his power is a gilui kvod shamayim. All the world is a moshel lemoshe, is a moshel takudosh bohu, is the old moshel, is being megale great in yonim, and we are here to be megale in this world, the tachton. That's why it's called also the Yam HaChochma, because the Yam HaChochma is that is mekabel the yud spheres. The Malchus is Mekabel Ode Hashpoyen Hashem and develops and brings it Lepol, which is the mem, is always oitzo min hakoach el hapoal. That's the idea of Malchus. Malchus is the gilui kvod shamayim. The ultimate idea of Malchus is by the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that with the Bilam wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael in Rega. So he asks, how can you see, what can you see in Rega? So he says you could say the word kalem, which is destroy them. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hafoch lemelech shenemar trumas melech boi. So kalem and melech is the same word backwards. What does that mean? It appears to be a game in words. So Rabbi Shapiro always says that's the idea, because melech, the ultimate melech, is that he is the metzius, and you, without him, you are kalem, you are nothing. Less lemigar klumin, he's the ultimate. That is the ultimate Kabbalah Samalchus, which is the gilui kvoid malchusoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is called Chochma Shloim, which is called Chochmat HaTorah, which is the Hakorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real Odin and not us. And that's why ultimately is Midas Adin. And Midas Adin, the idea is because the ultimate idea of Malchus is Ishmu Rechoikim Ve'avohu. The only place you could be Megal Lekvoit Shamayim when the Kvoit Shamayim is not Megula. That is the Gilui. So in other words, there is a Hester Ponim. There is some kind of a Midas Adin, which is Metzamtzim, which is Master Kvoit Malchusoi. And we or Megale through Malchus. Malchus is Megale Kvod Shamayim, which is the Hei idea, which is the Hei Achroina that tells that what the thing is, what the thing actually is. That's why the word Vezois state in Shariyoira that Vezois Aniboiteach. Zois is always that is design Midas, and the Aleph and Tov that bring that to realization, which is Midas HaMalchus. Is the Malchus is the Gilui of the Sheva Midas, and that is, and Shtetner Abtzodek, that is Midas of Eretz Yisrael. That's Pnei Yeshua is Kipnei Levona, because Yeshua is the one who's Machtis Eretz Yisrael through the world of physical that appears to be far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize Gilui Kvoid Malchusoi Davka through this oilam, that's Yeshua Kipnei Levona, and that's the Midah of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Hakora, and that's Hakora Samalchus. That's Mitzvah Kala. What Mitzvah Kala? Mitzvah Kala is that you have nothing of your own. You are Kala. It's a mitzvah to realize that. That's Mitzvah Sukkah. Mitzvah Sukkah is to realize that all of Elam Hazeh is nothing. You are exposed. You are vulnerable. You are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have no mitzvahs of your own. All the idea of Sukkah, if you realize that you have no mitzvahs, you're not protected, you're not sheltered, you're exposed, you mitzilah de mehem nusa. The idea of is that soil is going to be yakef. To realize that life is something which is calm. You don't have a chshivus of your own. You're not something important. You don't make a big thing out of you. You are kala. But the beauty of it is, if you make it into a mitzvah kala, in b'chesaron kis, you're never missing anything. Because if you realize that you are in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are here to be megale, les la migar maklum. You're not here or as your own eye. It's not the ani. The ani is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, keneged a Kadosh Baruch Hu like Hillel. Your ani is adnus. If your ani is adnus, you are kal. It's a mitzvah kala. It's a kala because there is nothing. He's vulnerable, he's exposed. You're not sheltered, you're not protected, you're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then you realize in Bachesor and Kis, you don't have, you're not missing anything, because you realize that if you're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're never missing anything. You're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not missing. You are nothing, but you're missing nothing. And that's Mitzvah Kal Shibach Soki. That's why Tavka, I think the Biyan Rav also to say, I heard from Rishon Horowitz, that's why it's Mansil Chaseinu. Because if it's a Mitzvah Kala, in Bachesor and Kis, so then you have the Zman Sim Chaseinu. Then you're not missing anything. Baruch Hashem, you have everything if you have the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the pshat. When you live in the Sukkah, means that you have to realize that our lives is the Sukkah. So Sukkah is not to sit in the Sukkah, it's to live in the Sukkah. No matter where you are, you live in the Sukkah to be Megale Kvoyut Shamayim. Sukkah Kayadua is Begimacha 9 Dion Bemilua, which is Havaye Elokim, which is Havaye Adnus. Havaye connected to Adnus, that you take Havaye and you make Adnus. Havaye is the Keneged Chama, Adnus Keneged Mekablim, that you come here to be Megalek Vechomayim, that he's the Odin, that he's the real master and he's the real Ani. So Bimela, so Svengel is 100% right. It doesn't matter where you are. In the days of Sukkah, you live in the Sukkah. And that's the Tikkun Hayareach. If we are here to be Megale Kvoit Shamayim, we have to see how do we do that. So that's why I do Shpizin are the role models. Those are the prototypes, the archetypes, which are here to teach us. Avraham Avinu was megala kudosh bochu b'midas hachesed. Yitzchok was megala b'midas hagvura. Yaakov Avinu was megala b'midas hatiferes, which was blending the chesed in din. Moshe was megale through Torah shebichsav, and Aaron through Torah shebal peh. We are megale Kodesh Bochu through midas hachesed of Avraham, the midas hadin of Yitzchok, blending the two, which is called rachamim, which is the midas haemes of Yaakov Avinu, through Torah shebichsav, which Aaron Moshe gave, and through Torah shebal peh, which Aaron gave. What's the mid of Yosef? Yehuda's mid of Yosef is kichol b'shamayim v'or sheyed rabtzod, that he connects the lofty ideas to the lowest physical sense. He's able to bring those ideas to the lowest part of the world. Well, who is Yosef? Yosef is the one who came from his house into Mitzrayim. And the Apostle says, Hu Yosef b'tzidkoy mitchilosa ve'atzoifoy. Yosef, who Yosef, like Rashi says, who Yosef etzel Aviv, and who Yosef that was Mishne Lemelech Paroi. The idea of taking those ideas and bringing them down. That's Kedeg Midas HaYisoid. Midas HaYisoid is the Ditipas Azera come to the end, which is Moitzim Nakoach El Apol, and it comes from where? From Chochma Shebamoyach, from the pituitary gland. That Midah is the Midah of bringing it down. That's the Midah of Kichoyel Bashamayim Voret, Hu Yosef, Oid Yosef Chai. That Oid, even the Bukhina Oid, which says is to Yosef Chai, is a connection of the furthest away to Avinu Shebashamayim. That's the idea of the Oves, the Oves, like Rav Rutner says in his language, right? Like Rav, the Oves created the Oves, but it's very easy to lose it, because if you marry a Goya, you could break it. So there's always what's called a backdoor defect. There's a break, there's a backdoor entrance, entry that is vulnerable. Because in other words, the Kedusha of the Oves, you could marry a Goya and the Kedusha goes away. The one who gave the Koach to go to the tomb and maintain that Kedusha is Yosef HaTzadik. That's why it's Yosef HaTzadik. Tzadik is always when you transition from something very high. And that's why it's called Tzadik Yesod Olam. The Yesod, the basis of the Olam, is coming from that Shoresh, taking it to the lowest common denominator. And therefore, Yosef is the one that brings the idea. The question is, when can you take ideas, which are lofty ideas, into the world of practice, into the world which is down here? Do you take when you have already the Oves? Chesed, Midas HaChesed, Midas HaDin, and Midas HaTiferes, you have the Oves, you have the basic ideas. But then you need Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Can you take the ideas before you have Kol HaTorah Kula to bring it to the world down? That's the idea. Yosef brought it. Chronologically, he already brought it to Mitzrayim before he had the Torah. Today we have the Torah. The question is, for you to be able to bring it to the lowest common denominator, can you have the basics and already bring it down, or you need Kol HaTorah Kula? And that's exactly the Tudrochim of Klal Yisrael. We know that Rav Kook says this on the Hesped of Herzl, the two drochim. There is Achav and there is Yoshio. They are the people who are Oiv de Hashem, and they learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and only then they bring it down. And the Balabatim, they get the basic ideas, and they are able to do it, and they continue afterwards. So the reason why Yosef is the one that breaks Klal Yisrael, because there are two Derech HaVoida. There is one Derech HaVoida, which you take the basics and you already go down, or one that you have first to take the entire Torah Kula, and then to be Mamshech down. You have to take a from Yitzchak and Yaakov, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, and when you have the full picture, only then you can break down, not the basic ideas. And those are the two drachim of Klal Yisrael, and that's the split. But the chidush is that we are here to be megal kvoit shamayim, that's the mitzvah sukkah, to teach us that we are mitzvah kala. If there is no the I, you're just coming to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, les lemigar maklum. How do you reflect? The Ushpizna, the ones who teach us how to do it, because they were the ones, Eloki Avraham, Eloki Yitzchak, Eloki Yaakov. But the chidush is that by David HaMelech, by Midas HaMalchus, when we are completing the picture needs everybody. The picture is a rim calling Israel Leisha Besukachas. Midas Asuka, if the world is a Sukkah that comes to be Megalek Voichomayim, to be Miachet, Yudke Vovke, to the Shem Adnus, the Yudke Vovke, which is the lofty idea, the Gilu Be'olam Hazeh, is only Shaykh with everybody together. That's why on the last day of Sukkot, everybody's together. So as long as there's a Pilug until the number 6, when it comes to number 7, which is the Tikkun Midas Amalchus, which is David Amelech, the Tikkun of Odom Arishoin, we have to realize that we can only do it together. Ruim kol Yisrael leishe v'sukachas. That's why Mizgala and Megala together, that's the gilu that everybody comes together as only one unit. And that's why Midas HaMalchus is called Knesset Yisrael, Shteit Mishar Yoira. It's called Knesset Yisrael because the Gilui Kvoit Shamayim, the Lesla Migar Maklum, and we are here, is Atem Edei Vanikel, is only Shlayech with the Shechina, which is Knesset Yisrael Beyachad. So each one is Megale Kvoit Shamayim in his own ways, but he's only a cog, he's only a little piece on the mosaic. And the Gilui Kvoit Shamayim is the entire mosaic. Emes Me'eret Titzmach. The Emes that comes from the Eretz is a magic square that you read in different ways, because that Gilui Kvoit Shamayim is done differently by everybody. Together we create a mosaic to be Megale. And that is the Tikkun of Mitzvah Sukkah, and that's why it's Mitzvah Kala, it's a Mitzvah Kala Shein B'Chisron Kis. That's why Davka by Sukkah is the Willim Kol Yisroel Leishe B'Sukkah Achas. If Sukkah is the Gilui of Olam Hazeh, as a vehicle of Gilui Kvoit Shamayim, not the Ani, but the Adnus, is HaKoel Kan, only if everybody's together, which is through Knesset Yisrael. Once understand, that's why it's called Knesset Yisrael, that's why it's called Kala, the whole idea of Kala, the idea of Koel, all the idea Bakol, the Midas Kol is always what's called the Mida of Malchus. And that's why Malchus is not individually, is in Malchus in Melech Beloi Om. It's only Knesset Yisrael, which is Kedei the Malchus. Once you understand this, you can understand also, Shemitah Kayadua is the Gilui Kvoi the Malchus. Like the Rabbeinu Bechai, the Zohar says, is the Tikkun Oretz. Eretz Yisrael, Eretz is the Gilui of Kvoi, is the Gilui, and one of the Shemus of Malchus is Shemitah. Because Shemitah is in the seventh year, and the whole idea is to be Megala that you are not the Odin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Odin. Is the Bitul of the Odin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is the Odin. And how is that Mizgale? Is Mizgale that you have no Ani. It's not the I, it's the we. And that's why in Shemitah is Vashviste Shmetenu Netashta, that a person is mafgir his bailus, and he becomes the bailus of Klal Yisrael. To realize that the Gilui Kvoid Malchuso is that you are not the Odin, and therefore you are not the I, we are part of the we. The Gilui Kvoid Malchuso is that you're not the I, we are part of Knesset Yisrael, because only Knesset Yisrael can be Megale. And therefore, if you're Mevatel the Odin, that you cannot be a master, you cannot cultivate, you cannot collect debt. The flip side of it is that there is no the I, there is the we. That's why the fruits belong to Klal Yisrael. That's the idea of Shvistis Metel Netashta, that they have Kero Shvist. It's not that it doesn't belong to anybody, it belongs to everybody. And that's why Shteit Navdenezer also, that's why there's no Choif. It's not Shaykh to be Choif. Because since we are one unit, we can't owe each other. Because we're not owe each other, we are one unit only, and you can't owe yourself money. If once you understand that this is what Sukkah is, but this is the message of Shemitah, which is the Tikkun HaMalchus, like it says in the Zohar Parshas Behor, and that's really the Reb Tzodek that says this idea. The Ramban also says there, and is Reb Tzodek, is Reb Tzodek in the Dover Tzedek? Just take a second. Reb Tzodek in the Dover Tzedek. So Reb Tzodek, he quotes the Zohar, and he says that is on the Pasuk, B'tach B'Shem, the beginning of the Zohar, on the Zohar, on the Mitzvah of Shemitah, the beginning of Parshas Behar, B'tach B'Shem, B'asetoyif, Shchoneretz U'Remuna. Shchoneretz, because that's Eretz Yisrael, Shehu Makir, Shakol Meshem Yisborach, and that's called Eretz Yilo, Eretz HaKdusha, and Eretz Yisrael, and is Mechuberes to Klal Yisrael, because that's Eretz Yisrael, that's why you need the Kibush, and that's the Gilui Kvoid Malchusoi. And that's the idea of Shchon Eretz, to come with Megale Kvoid HaKudosh Baruch Hu Bo'elam Hazeh. Right? And the Gemara says, so there, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, B'taima di Shemitah, B'zori Asode, HaKol Lehakir, Shehu Me'Hashem Yisborach, Ve'ino Shaloi. That is the Gilui Malchus, that it belongs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master, Mimela, there's no the I, there's only the we. Okay? So Mimela, you could understand something very, very scary this year. We know that we are in the middle of a tetrad. Tetrad are four lunar eclipses that they come in they come in the group of four. They are evenly spaced out. It's something very rare that happens very rare a few times every 100 years. But what's unique about this tetrad is that it's coming first day Pesach, first day Sukkot, first day Pesach, first day Sukkot. And now is the first day Sukkot. We just had it started in Asia, and that was in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, which was already Yontif there the first day. And it was what's called a total lunar eclipse that was seen by the vast majority of the planet, including America. What was interesting was a total lunar eclipse, but it was an eclipse that actually the moon turned red. And was unique because the moon turned red and you could see what's called a bloody moon. It was very unique. That happens the first day Pesach, first day Pesach, and the first day Sukkot. Interesting part of it is that if you look at it, the Pesach it started and it ends Sukkot a year from now. If you pay attention, that Pesach before is the beginning of Shemitah. We know that Shemitah, Midirabonan, when there is Tosef Shviz, not Bisman Hazeh, but when Tosef Shviz exists, Shviz, the earliest it can start, is Bistea Loven, meaning the regular fields that you cannot plow them from Pesach on. So Shviz starts on Pesach, and it goes all the way to the Sukkot afterwards, not Legamri, but we know that Hakel is B'Matzoi Shnat HaShemitah. The end of Shemitah is Hakel. We know there's no Yitzchok Shemitah, it's only go to Rosh Hashanah, but there is still idea of Shemitah until Hakel. So this Pesach, Sukkot, Pesach, and Sukkot is the Kedusha Shemitah B'Olam Hazeh. And there is this mega total eclipse. The Mutter Moon. They were not only that. The interesting part of it is that here in America, this time you could have seen the sun and the moon at the same time, and both look like a sun. And the interesting part of it is there was the sun and the moon, even though it's an impossibility because if there's an eclipse, you know, the earth is blocking it. So to see both is an impossibility. But the reason you saw both is because even though they were blocked by the earth, but the refraction from the atmosphere allowed you to see like a reflection both the sun and the moon. The question is, what does that mean? The Gemara Daf Chof Tes in Sukkah quotes the following. The Gemara quotes on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a person, if it rains on the first day of Sukkah, is a siman klola, is like a person who's come to be, it's like a person who come to be moizek a kuis l'raboy, v'shoifech l'kiton alponav, and the master throws kiton alponav. And the Gemara has a shayla, mi shofech l'mi, who is throwing to whom? So this is the Gemara. The Gemara asks, mi shofech l'mi, who is throwing to whom? Is the master throwing? So here, that's the Gemara here. Let me just say, Loshna Gemara is. Ibailu mi shofach lemi. So Rashi says, who is being shofach to whom? Are you shofach to, is the master being shofach or is the Eved being shofach? How is the Eved being shofach? So says Rashi, Mishofach lemi ever le raboy, oi, says Rashi, the achiko mashal evet shaya oise le rabo avdus, and kach biadua shein oivdoi keshura, the yeshe bishimushcha. Okay, here, take a look at it. Vimi bayalan, vimi upirushin masisi bayalan, shvicha sakiton mai yeshiva sasuko irida sakshom. What's in shvicha sakiton? The sitting in the sukkah is the throwing the water or the rain. So everybody asks, the Basho asks, what does that mean? For sure it means the rain. So what does it mean that the Yeshiva Sasuke is throwing? So if you look at the Ritva Bavorns, it says no. The Gemara Shaila is because if something happens, you've got to see what the message is. Does that mean that you leaving the Sukkah is Shefech Kitabod? If there is rain, you should stay as much as you can and only leave? Or do you leave right away because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing you out? So the shaila is that when you have rain, what is the message? Is the message that you have to be here because if you leave, you are throwing it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is the opposite? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu throwing you out and you have to leave right away? And the Gemara says you have to leave right away. Okay. And what's important? The Gemara continues. Bizman shacham aloika siman ra lechoy lom kuloi. If there is a cham, if there is an eclipse, a slower eclipse, it's bad for the whole world. And the Gemara goes, Tan Rabbanan, cham aloika, Simar alo v'dekoichovim. If the sun has an eclipse, it's bad for the goyim. Levon aloika, however, if there is a lunar eclipse, siman alo sonim shel Yisrael. That's a rabbi shemana shel Yitzim Yisrael. Mipnei sheYisrael muinim lava levona v'dekoichem lechama. And the Gemara says, "Be'mizrach siman ra loyoshim mizrach." The people who see it have a siman ra. Be'mayra siman ra she'mayra. Be'emzarakia like it was here. Be'emzarakia siman ra lechol oylam kuloi. Pon avludoimim ledam. If it looks red like blood, like ours, cherev ba'al oylam. Lesak, if it appears to be like a black cloth, which was by us the penumbra, because first it turned black. Chitzirav ba'al oylam, and therefore ze laze cherev chitzirav ba'al oylam. So the Aruch HaNer will ask a simple question. 1 second. Eclipses are natural phenomena. They happen unsteady. We already know. We know that Avraham Zakut did the perpetual almanac. So we know what the eclipses are. So what means Siman Ra? Is an omen? What an omen? This is already established as a Mibreishis. So Zakut, if you look at the Gemara carefully, the Gemara doesn't say that the eclipse, the Gemara says, Bizman Shacham Aloika, the time of an eclipse. The idea is because every time the Akash Baruch Hu created in the world, that there is a cyclical, there are times for everything. In the time that an eclipse happens, is a Zman of Midas Adin, that there is a Chisoron of the world of the eclipse. And that makes the world vulnerable to all these things. So it doesn't mean that that's a simon that this will happen. It shows that in the cyclical of the world in this time, there's a hester upon him, and that hester upon him creates a vulnerability. And vulnerability is the tikkun, there's a chisor nayareach, code, the eclipse, which requires an avoida, and therefore the world is vulnerable to something called an eclipse, to cherev ba'al oylam. And the question is, what does that mean? What is the vulnerability, and what's our avoida for us? But you see from the Gemara very clear. We're not trying to see an omen not to happen. Nobody's trying to see. The same way the Gemara here goes right after the Shofar Kois L'Raboi. You want to know when rain comes, what is the message? What are you supposed to do? Here also, there is such a thing. In the Zman of Midas Hadin, there's a Zman that is a Siman Ra. What's our Avoida? So Tzodek explains, what is an eclipse? An eclipse is that the sun shine to the moon, and the moon has no mitzvahs of her own, and she shines back the light. Sometimes the earth blocks it. The earth means the eye. Sometimes you're supposed to bleed, but your ego, your eye, is the one that stops us from becoming the Gilu Shamshayim. All the Gilu Shamayim is there's no ani. But if there is an ani, the ani blocks. This is the time of the ani that the ani is blocking. And we see this. This is a time of the world that Thomas Piketty, in Captain for the 21st century, screams at this, that we don't have a society. We have only people, individuals, and egos going on their own. So our avoid is to be mevatel the eye, and that's Shemitah. So Davka in Shemitah, Kodesh Boko showed how choshuv the avoid as a Shemitah is to be mevatel the eye, because this is the chisor nayareach, that the eye is preventing us from being Megale Shomayim. There is a great eclipse in the world that Shemitah is coming to be Mesaken. It's the Zman of Hester Ponim. What's the Hester Ponim? That the earth is blocking the moon from shining its light. Malchus is being Nifgan because the Ani is being Me'akev the Adnos. The Ani is the I, not Ani HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the interesting part of it is that if you look at it, there is a mirage showing that Kibiyochu, the moon and the sun are here. But you realize that this moon looks like the sun is red because it doesn't see this as a mekabel and bottle, but it sees that she's shining. To use Shemitah as a way of self-promotion of ego is a violation. You think that you're promoting Shemitah? You're not. You're an eclipse that you are violating what the Shemitah is all about. So it's givaldik that Davka by Shemitah, Kodesh Baruch Hu give us Shemitah at the time the Shemitah is the most needed. The time of the eclipse is when Shemitah is the ultimate tikkun. And we are living here this. And if we look something interesting, this year of the Shemitah is the year that, at least for Bnei Chutz La'aretz, from there it's all also, Bnei Chutz La'aretz, every Yontif is connected to Shabbos. We had Rosh Hashanah, for everybody who was Erev Tavshilin to Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Shabbos. For us, Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres is all connected to Shabbos. Pesach falls the first day of Shabbos. Shavuos is Sunday after Shabbos. What's the connection this year of Shemit, everything to Shabbos? And if you look at it, what's the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin, that question is, Rabbi Yishev already quotes, not Gemara's a Shaila. The Gemara says, clearly the Das Maniach has. The question is, the people, if you put an Erev for somebody else, that somebody else need to know that you put it for him or not. So that is a Shaila. The Gemara quotes different Emoraim. So his Mashla, the Ran says, depends. If it's somebody who's Rogil Lekach, you could rely on it, doesn't tell, the people don't have to know about it. If it's not Rogil, people need to know. But if you look at the Rosh Hashanah Rambam, he already says that's Mashma, that you don't have to know. The people who are using the Erev don't have to know at that time. But Mashma, before they cook, they have to know. The Rambam says they don't have to know before Yontev, but on Yontev they have to know. And it doesn't discriminate if it's good, rely or not rely. You've got to know that there is an Erev Tashilin before you do it. The Minchas Reb Chaim is that he was used to say from the Rambam as much as they have to know. He was used to call the entire family to tell them we did it and something. The question is why? Why do they have to know? Why can't they rely and assume? There's an assumption, right? Why can't you assume that? So the question is why the halacha is that Erev Tashirin needs to be there when you're cooking. If you do Ben HaShmoshes and it's lost, you can't cook. It has to be there in the cook. Erev Chatzir, Zevit Chumin, doesn't have to be at the time of using it. It is only at the time when you put it. Why do you have here to have it at the time when you use it? And the number three here, Erev Tashilin Nosei, has a special halach that you could have a kezayis for a million people. Even if you don't do the Erev for a million people. Hashenke, Erev Chatzir, Zevit Chumin, you need a special shir for each and every one of them. Why is Erev Tashilin so different? So Rabbi Yishevere says, if you look at the Roshna Mishnah is that you cannot start cooking from Yontov to Shabbos, but you could, if you cook from before, you could continue, you could be Goymer. So Masha, the Erev Tavshilin is like the Ramo says. The Ramo says in Siman Tavkuf Chavzayin, Inyan Eiruv hu sheivashel viyot em Yontov lev Shabbos, that you could cook from Yontov to Shabbos, ima shebishel v'afar kvar mer Shabbos, adding on to what you wrote before, because you're not starting, ela gomero. So you're only continuing from before. So it's masha erev tashilin pshat is you are me'arev, you're mixing it with the one before. So it's the erev tashilin is the idea that the erev tashilin is the beginning of the seuda, and you could continue. Chazal allowed you to cook on yontev to continue in seuda, but not to start the seuda for Shabbos. So that makes sense now. Why you have to know? Because you have to latch on to an existing seuda. So you can't assume this. You can only do the step number two. So you have to know where and how the step one is there. Therefore, if the step one is lost, you can't do it. Because it's not koine bishas beirash moshes. And therefore, as long as there's a kezayis, it's a start. Once there's a start, you could continue. And the question is why? Why is that you cannot continue? Then also a separate halacha on Shabbos. There is the posuk says Shnas Shabbos and Yelaretz. We pass the mitzvah says Shnas Shabbos and Yelaretz of Shemitah. Shteit in Chinuch. That is mashma Shnas Shabbos and Yelaretz. It's a Shabbos to the Oretz. It's not a Yisur on the person. Even though the Yisuri of Shemitah is on the people, Shad Cholot Tizra V'Techar Mecholot Yizmor, the mitzvah says is on the Oretz, that the land needs to rest. So in Chinuch is like Shvitas Kelim by Shammai, that we don't have on Shabbos, but according to Beit Shammai, you would have that the Kelim cannot do it. Mashma that it's Shvitas Kelim, even though we pass it on Shabbos, there is no such a thing. On Shemitah, that's the mitzvah says that the land should rest. Nafkimina is many men nafkimins. By the way, that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah of the Zvov. That's how Rashi learns. The Gemara says, how can you go ahead and sell land to a Jew on Shemitah? Maybe he's going to work. So you have to assume that he doesn't work. And the Gemara says, and you are mechuyav on Shemitah Zoretz. And Rashi says, because Shnas Shabbos in Yel Oretz. So he says, look there, and Beferush, though he says, read there, says, lechoyer, 1 second, why can't you sell? He's not doing an isur. If you sell to a goy, what's the problem? So there, no, you see, because the apostle says, Shnas Shabbos in Haaretz, you bechuyev the Eretz Yoshu Red. That's why the idea of Keren Hashvi is that you're trying to make the land to rest. You're not paying people not to work. You're paying people to allow the land to rest. Nafkimin, there's many things, Amir Alakum, to tell a goy to work the land is also. Even though Amir Alakum, there's no Amir Alakum, but you're mechuyev to make sure that the land rests. If you're causing the land not to rest, you're over the issur of the land. Because not the Asiya is what the result is what counts. Nafkimin also, what happens if, according to Minchas Chinuch, you know that if you plant the two chalokim and zriya, you could plant, or the idea, the klita, that's chalok of this growing. So the klita, chalok, what happens if you plant it? We know that it takes 3 days to klita. What happens if you plant it right before Shviz? You plant it, and the klita was on Shviz. Is there is or not? So Minchas Chinuch, yes, because even though you're not doing any peula, but the land is not resting. Nafkimina also, if you go to a, if you have your land, and you are in an apartment building that you have other neighbors, and the other neighbors are going to be planting, even though you're not doing any yisur, but your land is not resting. You have to make sure that the land rests. And the nafkimin also, I told the Shlomo Zalman HaZashale, if you rent an apartment to somebody, and somebody has a pot, like a flower pot, and he works with the flower pot, it's not mafkir. Since the flower pot is connected to the land, maybe the land is working. But maybe not. Maybe the pshat is, the chibur means that it's not that part of the land, just it's yoinik from the land. That's a good question. But that's the chiv on the land. And that's Tois Shitas Tois Rit. Chazudish says Tois perhaps argues by that Shitas Rashi, Chazudish, and that's Minchas Chinuch. The question is, why is there such a mitzvah that the land should rest? And what's the pshat of Tashilin? But I think the idea is very givaldic. Shtetna Ramban, the Shna Shabbos in Yelhoretz, the Eretz Yisrael is in a matzah of Losed Lovoi. Losed Lovoi is Yoim Shekuloi Shabbos. There is a Oretz Chorv, that the Oretz is the bottle, which is the ultimate result of Malchus. The ultimate result of Malchus is that there is no Metzius. You're Makir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're Makir, you get to the ultimate Hakorah, which is the Hakor of Shabbos, which is the Yehud Ailo, that there is nothing that is Mevatel. The Oretz is in that matzah. The Odom is working with Malchus to achieve the status of their ground. So the Oretz is in the Matzav of Shabbos, because what it's telling us, that the Malchus, we are learning from the earth, where we're trying to achieve. Interestingly enough, what is the land resting from? You can have Harisha, you can have Zeria. Those are the only things you cannot have, Harisha and Zeria. And the idea says the Maral, and the Maral is in Sefer HaNetzach, that why this halach of Tashini. The halach of Tashini is because Yontev, the days which are good, you cannot start a malacha. You have to start a voida when life is tough in the idol of struggle. When we all know it, we read Koheles, the one Shabbos Daf Kuf Nala says, the Emes HaMashiach is called Yom Sheba Yechefez, a days without desire. So it says, Maral, why is days without desire? Because the Gemara says, V'lein lo choyve v'lo schus. Rashi says, one pshat, Maral says the pshat is because you can't start. There is no chayfness. You cannot have a desire to start anything because you can only complete what's there. So the idea is that you have to start to be able to complete there. That's the message of a Shemitah. The message of Shemitah is a great seer of Tashilin. The idea is that we do the avoida to get to Shabbos, because you cannot get to Shabbos if you didn't start beforehand. If you don't start beforehand, you can't even live to Moshe Mashiach. All of our Shemitah, Be'olam Hazeh, which is a Shemitah which is incomplete, because we are looking for the Shemitah of Moshe Mashiach, then the Shemitah will be complete. But you cannot get to that Shemitah unless you start the Shemitah today. If you start the Shemitah today, you could go to Moshe Mashiach, because you can only complete something that you start that will lead to Shabbos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this year, the mitzvah Shemitah is that you have the Shabbos of the land, and we are trying to achieve and get there with our avoida of us being makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mevatel dani. We start with the process of Malchus to get to the ultimate Malchus, which is the state of Shabbos, which is the complete Malchus. The person is nothing, which is the status of the land. But the land tells you, to get there, you cannot start. You have to start from beforehand. And the avoid is starting from beforehand. Our avoid is to get to the matzav of Shabbos. The ultimate limud is the limud of Erev Tashilin, that you cannot start on Yontev. Don't rely on Yom HaMashiach, even though Shemitah is not a complete Shemitah, but you have to start. Because Shemitah, when the Mashiach comes, you can only complete the Shemitah. You cannot start Shemitah to get to Shabbos. And therefore, the message this year is givaldic. We are trying to achieve the Shabbos, and we have to start the process. And therefore, our Yontev is connected to Shabbos. It's a Yontev that is a part of a Shabbos, because that's Mitzvah Shemitah, is a clean yontif, getting to a Shabbos, and that's the mitzvah shmita, and that's our avoida. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us that in this year we should be able to be the avoida of the avoida sayareach, the avoida samalchus, the hakor of who we are, and that hakor of who we are will achieve the ultimate hakor of bayom hu Hashem echad u'shmo echad, that there is nothing more, which is the middle of the Oret v'shov sa'oret Shabbos l'Hashem, which Chayit Rabbeinu B'chayis k'neged the oilam shechad choref.